Hello, everybody, and welcome to another week with the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. It is Monday, December 12th, 2022. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're new, I think you're going to have a blast. Dive in and lean into this community. It is like none other that you have experienced, I promise you that. Probably can't make a legal promise, sorry. Anyway, what you need to do every Monday, I post another video entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. So whether you've been around a while or if you're brand new, if you haven't watched that video, you really need to, because I outline all of the lingo and explain all the different options that I talk about and that are presented to you in the private track. And if you're not sure what the difference is, you're not going to maximize your experience and some things just won't make sense. Why are there two goal times? What's the difference? Is it a rigid boundary? Why is there a not for time workout? What's the Neo? What's the Leo? What's the wild card? What's the difference? Do I have to do the accessory work? All of that stuff is in that other video. So pause this, watch that, and then come back here. The goals of these videos is to just give you a little bit of insight into anything which might not be super obvious just reading the workouts. I try not to just read all the different options because you can do that on your own. So this is a bit of the why are we doing this today? And maybe some ideas as to potentially how you should approach it. So today is an overhead extravaganza. I think you're going to really like it in various different ways. We've got kettlebell clean and jerks, double kettlebell clean and jerks, 30 reps for time, pair of 53s for men, 35s for women. Now, if a different pair of kettlebells suits your fancy, by all means, go after that. You do that workout, you rest 3 minutes, then you have 30 handstand push-ups, strict. You rest 3 minutes, and then it's a 30-meter handstand walk for time. So there's a lot of variance in this one as well. Be sure to watch the video for the double kettlebell clean and jerks. If you're unfamiliar with them, it's not like a regular clean and jerk. You don't touch the ground with the kettlebells each time. It's quite different. And a kettlebell clean and jerk has a bit of a different movement pattern than what you might think of with like a dumbbell or a barbell or something like that. So it's a unique movement, but it's really cool. It's very challenging and it's quite fun. When choosing the loading, here's what I would say on this. Certainly nothing about this workout needs to be unbroken. And if there are people who do it, wow. But for that 30 double kettlebell clean and jerks, especially because you don't touch the ground every time, there's not really a break, so to speak. You're always under tension of the loading. Expect this to get broken up more than you realize. And two kettlebells going from the hang to up overhead is a heck of a challenge. So even doing that 30 in six sets of five might be a very tall order. So this is going to be a challenging workout, broken up a lot, and that's okay. Allow yourself to benefit from the challenge, and as long as difficult's fine, challenging is fine, as long as you're moving safely. Okay, now if it's a bit too challenging for you, let's go ahead and reduce the loading and we'll find a different option for sure. Same thing with the 30 strict handstand push-ups. Break it up as needed. That's going to take quite a while. It's okay. I know today is not one of the not for time days, but I would say this is a great day that if you wanted to authorize yourself not to run the clock and just do this work, that you'd be a better athlete at the end of the session. The kettlebells are going to be some great variants, strength building, overhead, you know, the bar is not, it's not a bar where it's joined together, so each shoulder has a lot of individual stability to take place. The handstand push-ups, you're getting inverted now on fatigued shoulders and having to do 30 strict handstand push-ups. And then finally at the end, some handstand walk practice. So this is a good one. Thinking down the road here, in case other people, let's say that you don't want to do the handstand push-ups or can't quite do them, the wild card option has you covered with some strict ring dips. And then if you still can't handstand walk or whatnot, you've got 60 push-ups, hand release if possible. But of particular note is right after the workout of the day, I wrote down several different possible handstand walk modifications varying in difficulty. Everything from shoulder taps per meter of handstand walking, wall walks, handstand holds, laps around the box or in a pike or plank position. So we've got you covered today, no matter what you can or can't do, wherever you are in your fitness journey there. Skilled option, is hang power clean and jerks with a barbell. So took the kettlebells out of there. It's dips off a bench or a box, regular push-ups or knee push-ups, and the limited equipment crew will be doing dumbbell hang power clean and jerk. So everyone's going to have some fun today. Hope you enjoy, and I'll see you tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.